Welcome back. Ron Nanny and the Car Doctor here. Attention, Car Doctor Nation. There's a storm brewing on our horizon. I've got a press release regarding a recent EPA ruling in front of me. We're just going to jump right into this. Washington, D.C., February 8th, 2016. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has proposed a regulation to prohibit conversion of vehicles originally designed for on-road use into race cars. And without wasting any more time in discussing it there, I want to discuss it here on air with someone who can answer all our questions, a gentleman by the name of Peter McGillivray. He is the SEMA. He is from the organization of SEMA. He's the Vice President of Communications. And I've spoken to Peter. When I was talking to him before the show, I remember speaking to Peter a good 4 or 5 years ago about another topic. But we're glad to have him back here. Peter, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Thanks. Really appreciate this opportunity to reach out to all of your listeners and bring them up to speed with what we've got going on.
Yeah, and let's just go right to that. What is going on here?
Well, for decades, we all have enjoyed the ability to take emission-certified vehicles and modify them for use on racetracks, whether you're an off-road racer or race on a NHRA drag strip or in any other form or fashion of racing, you've enjoyed that freedom to modify your vehicle and go racing. And recently, the EPA has issued a rule that would prohibit that. And that is a very big and substantial change for us. And as the advocates for the industry, we're going to do our best to make sure that that language never becomes law.
Now, for example, when we say race car, so does this prevent the guy with the 2016 Camaro from putting a cold air intake kit on it and taking it to the racetrack on an occasional weekend attempt? Or is this strictly taking a car off the road and making it into a full-fledged race car? Where's the standard?
It would be a modification that would be much more significant than a cold air intake, because a cold air intake in most cases does not impact the emissions standard of that vehicle.
Right.
But you don't go too much further down the modification chain to take a vehicle out of compliance. And that today is okay as long as that vehicle isn't driven on a public street. That's okay if that vehicle is on a race course. And that's the way it's been for decades.
So
this proposed rule would prohibit that and eliminate that. And that impacts thousands and thousands of enthusiasts and businesses. The SEMA member companies employ over 1 million workers in the United States alone.
So what they're doing, in other words, and it's an even smaller percent of the population than I imagine, they're worried about the people that are making that 2016 Camaro into a full-fledged race car, never driving it on the street again, and perhaps using it on a Watkins Glen style, a roundy-round course or drag strip on the weekends 6 months out of the year.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The practical impact that this has on damaging, gases and emissions is infinitesimally small. And in fact, they have absolutely no data on the impact that it would have on the environment. But we can very clearly demonstrate how many people this would impact and the amount of, the $36 billion industry that this would jeopardize.
Well, that was my next question. How big is the, aftermarket equipment industry? $36 billion. And, that's such a huge chunk, 1 million American workers, and we're going to put these people out of business for something that amounts to a pimple on a flea's behind. For lack of a better way to say it.
It's really even smaller than that.
It is. It really is.
And that's the disconnect that we're working hard to clear up. And we're really grateful thousands and thousands of enthusiasts that are out there that have joined us in our SEMA Action Network and in our online petition to let the president know that we're unhappy about this and want him to take some action.
So when I first read this, Peter, in the back of my mind, I went, well, I guess this wipes out NASCAR. And then I realized NASCAR are all purpose-built cars, tube frames, etc. But then I started going back in my mind, and I'm thinking, well, where's the nearest example of a production vehicle that is modified into a race car? And the first thing that came to my mind, dirt track racing, right? The dirt track racers. Right?
Sure.
So you're telling me the guy that takes that 75 Camaro and, you know, runs it as a street stock car, you know, with its stock 352 barrel small block Chevy, and that's it. So we're going to just wipe out dirt track racing all across America. And that's so what this is against.
Every make and model that is emission certified. And my apologies for not knowing exactly when that emission certification started, but virtually every vehicle on the road today that is modified for track use would become illegal, and there's all kinds of fines and things that are in the law that would come into play.
And I don't think it matters at what point, what year. If the 72 Chevy is a violation and the 71 is not, if the 91 Chevy is a violation and the 90 is not, I think it's the principle. If they get this through at some way, shape, and level, what's next?
It is unfair and unreasonable. And I think that it is time for us to send a message and to ask the people that represent us to eliminate this unfair language.
Now, what can we do? What can the listeners do if they want to get involved?
Well, there are a lot of things, luckily, that are out there. There are something as simple as going to SEMA.org and joining the over 100,000 plus people who have already signed our petition. You can reach out to your local elected official and with a phone call or a letter and let them know. There are all kinds of Facebook pages and other ways to voice your opinions. But the best thing to do is to do something, and
right,
please start with our petition.
Right. And I think I have to say that even if you're not a person who watches a race, even if you don't know what a race car is, I think you have to realize, from a perspective of, as an American, you're losing a freedom, you're losing a liberty by allowing this to go through. And you always have to ask yourself, what's next? Because in my mind, the government's overstepping their bounds.
No, you're absolutely right. And not only are they overstepping their bounds in the language in this provision, which incidentally is buried in a 629-page document, but the path that they're taking is questionable, and really, a reasonable person will raise an eyebrow as to how this is playing out. And we're just grateful that we're representing this industry and can make an impact.
Yeah, well, and then if this goes through, in my mind, does the is the hot rodding, is the cruising industry next? The guy who has the 55 Chevy or the 63 Ford, that cruises the summer nights and relives that era, the muscle car era. Are those cars next? And where's the limit? Peter, we appreciate the opportunity again. The website, if the listeners want to get more information about this,
it's SEMA.org.
SEMA.org, SEMA.org. As always, sir, a pleasure. We won't make it 4 or 5 years in between the next conversation. Let's stay in touch.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You take good care. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We are back right after this.